so much for joining in for another episode of Synapse and Golf Claps. I just want to say thank you so much for joining in and for taking the time to listen to this episode. As always, if you like what you hear, make sure you share it on your social, share it with people, anybody that you think would benefit from it. I appreciate each and every one of you. I also want to start by saying that I'm extremely overwhelmed by how the past two episodes have been received, the messages, the text, the love, the conversations that have come from it. I'm extremely grateful, so thank you. I know the past few episodes seem to have a common theme, and that's because they do. I don't come into these episodes with a theme I want to discuss. As I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast, it's serving more so as an audio journal that I'm letting you guys into as opposed to a traditional podcast. With that said, though, there are recurring trains of thoughts based off of what I am experiencing and what I am learning in that time in life. One of the things that I want to discuss that I've had a few conversations about this week is the importance of staying true to who you are and not allowing the world around you to tell you who you are. And I think this is especially important for creatives, which we all are. A creative doesn't have to be an artist, but all artists do happen to be creatives. But it's important not to allow the world around us to tell us who we are. And I think in this world of hyper curation and algorithms all around us, it's easy to fall victim to that. It's easy to believe that we have to be a certain thing. We have to appear a certain thing. And I noticed this because a couple of weeks ago, I went to this open air vintage market and I had a moment where I almost felt myself having a panic attack or close to it because I looked around and I felt like I saw the same person over and over and over and over again. And it was a bit freaky. And that's been popping up in my head since. And I think what freaked me out about it is the fact that it felt like, obviously these are all individuals and they're all unique and special in their own ways and I don't know them, so this is not me judging their character, but it felt like everybody got their fashion advice and their insight on how to move in this world from a single space in social media. And what's funny about it is that Everybody looked like they were pretending to be eccentric, not actually eccentric. And fashion, clothing, those things are, it's easy to see that in that space because the clothes don't make the people. People make clothes. So you can see if somebody's really comfortable in what they're wearing, even if they're wearing something simple. That's why sometimes we can see people walk around in a white tee, jeans, sneakers, and be like, dang, they putting that thing on. But it's like, no, they're not. Really, you know what I mean? Like in the definition of what that means on paper, no, they're not, but they are because their person is shining through, their personality, their persona, their vibe is shining through that fit. So it makes everything look better. So I'm walking around, everyone looked uncomfortable in their own skin. And it's like, do y'all even like what y'all wearing? Do y'all even like what y'all doing right now? Or do y'all feel like you have to be here to garner attention from people that are doing the same thing that also feel that? That's how it felt. Felt like everyone was a look at me as opposed to actually enjoying what, like, everyone was looking around, seeing who's going to compliment my fit. Does everybody see that I got the vintage Carhartt on? Does everybody see that? It's like, nah, because everybody's focused on if everybody sees them. And that just struck a thought of, dang, are we all in a place? And I'm just going to group myself in here because I think sometimes I fall victim to this in different ways. But are we all in a place where we are seeking approval and validation from complete strangers and allowing that to limit how we express ourselves in this world? Because we're not supposed to do it that way. Because the algorithm doesn't like that. The algorithm doesn't applaud that. Like, how much of the stuff that we do is actually because we want to, because of who we are? And it's like, and then if we do things because of who we are, do we have to show that to people to show that we're not like everyone else? And why does that matter? And what I'm learning is that everyone having access to me, to my person, to my thoughts, enables that behavior. Because as everybody's looking, so I feel like I have to show my differentness. I have to show my this. I have to show this. And it's like, that's why I've, over the past couple of years, stepped back from being so digitally available. Like, yeah, I'll share memes back and forth, but I'm not sharing every little thing that I think, that I see, that I do every day like I once was. Because then I felt like I had to upkeep a persona, and it's like, that, I don't want to do this right now. I don't need you to validate who I am as a person. And it took a lot to get here, because we start developing these online presences, but the issue comes in when that online presence is completely different than your in-person presence. Because then you, I feel like, allow people to have access to you, to a you that isn't actually you, and then are demanding things of that you. There's something special about being able to have something just for you, or being mindful of how and when you share it with the world. Not everybody needs to know what you're doing all the time. Not everybody needs to have access to you all the time. But on that same note, if you're going to be something online, don't be something that you're not. Don't present as something that you're not. If you're going to allow people in, if you're going to let people see who you are, be you in your totality. You don't have to bend the knee to some algorithm or do things that please you. Speak your mind if you want to. Say what you want if you want to. But don't worry about not showing something because, I don't know, people don't know that side of me. It's like, well, if you want, let them. But don't show a side of you that doesn't exist. Either don't show any of it or show who you are. There's no in between. Don't create a persona just to appease the masses. Because then we get lost in that. And that then becomes our real life. And that's how you get to a point where you're presenting yourself in spaces as a person that you're not. It's like when we see a person that's big on the internet in public, and you're like, dang, you're not the person that I thought you were. And it's like, well, one, because you don't know them for real. And two, because that's a persona. That's not who they are. They might be quiet. So when people get upset that celebrities are rude or this, and then it's like, yeah, they're playing a part. They might be rude for real, or you might just get on their nerves because they've been forced to let you in and give you access to a part of them that they didn't want to because of their label or whatever the case may be. At the end of the day, we're all people, and we all have to remember why we're here, and it's to be ourselves, to experience life in its totality, whatever that looks like. It's not your job to appease the masses. It's not your job to appease those around you that don't even know you or care about you. And I think that's why so many of us feel so lost, is because we're doing all this stuff to appease all these people, and we're wondering why we still feel so alone. Well, it's because those aren't real people, and that's not the real you. And yes, they're real people in essence, right? But all of these things, when you're bending over backwards to be this person that you're not online, and you're doing it for a reason that isn't authentic, then when the time comes, it feels like, wow, these are all supposed to be my friends for real. And it's like, no, they're not. Your friends are the people around you. Now, if you look around and you don't have anyone, that means you have to cultivate that authenticity and grow with those around you physically. Not online. Develop a not to sound cheesy, but develop a tribe. The people that you can call friends for real. The people that exist outside of the digital space. The people that exist tangibly in person. The people that you can hug. The people that you can speak to. The people that you can trust with your most vulnerable self. The people that will push you to continue to be authentic and be yourself. We all are capable of finding those people around us. We all are capable of developing that love and that connection with those around us. But you have to first show up for yourself authentically. Show up for you authentically. Don't do stuff for other people anymore. Do stuff for you. Do stuff because you like it. I was just seeing this post. The artist, he's a UK grime artist, Skepta, and I've been a fan for years. I've been following his artistic journey because it inspires me in a lot of different ways. Because if y'all don't know who Skepta is, Skepta does what Skepta wants. And I love artists that create from that space. So I love people like Tyler, Pharrell, Virgil, rest in peace. I love artists that create from a place of authenticity rather than people pleasing. Those are all people that just do what they feel called to, even if it's not aligned to what the masses want of them. So recently, Skepta posted that he is also a painter and has been painting for years now. And the internet was up and, what don't you do? Because Skepta DJ, Skepta rap, Skepta makes music, Skepta, he does everything. And it's like, everyone's just up in arms, like, what doesn't Skepta do? And it's like, Skepta does what Skepta wants, because Skepta is Skepta. And deep down, he is whatever his real name is. And that person is what dictates Skepta, his persona, not the other way around, not the world. And I think artists get lost in that when they start getting positive reception from the world. They think they have to do more of what the world wants. But no, that if you were authentic at the beginning, that's an invitation to continue to be authentic, because those people are here to support you, the person, not what you're doing per se. Like, sure, maybe you gain traction from certain things more than others, and that's okay. But ultimately, you have to be doing it for you. And we're lucky and blessed enough to have people that want to support us, regardless of what we're doing. And that goes for anyone and anything, even friendships, relationships. You should never present as something that you're not, to get the attention of another person, to get the validation of another person, because that act is impossible to maintain. And at the end of the day, our goal is to love ourselves and to be ourselves fully. So how do we do that? We lean into who we are unapologetically, all in, all the time. So yeah, that was on my mind today. I know it was a little bit shorter than usual and a little bit more scatterbrained than usual, but that's okay. It's just what I'm feeling right now, and I just wanted to share it with you guys. So, as always, thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of Snaps and Golf Claps. Again, if you liked it, please make sure you share it. Share it with someone that you think can benefit from it. And I'll talk to you guys next week. I appreciate each and every one of you. And as always, be a little better every day. Thank you, guys.